Case number 10,966, Philadelphia Pentecostal Church, east of Road 213, Old State Road, north of Pentecostal Street, being lot 2 within Northwood Acres Development, a special use exception for a homeless shelter.
Good evening.
Good evening. I'm Bishop Major Foster, the pastor of Philadelphia Pentecostal Church and the shelter home.
And your address?
Is 715 Cedar Creek Road, Lincoln, Delaware.
Okay.
Wanda Deputy Smith, Greenhouse Street, Milford, Delaware.
Okay. You swear, raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, sir. All right, I'm back here again. Amen. 2009, I got approved for the shelter home, and we didn't realize that we had to get something started building within that year. So the permit went out, and so last month I went down to get the building permit. We got everything approved. We had ran into some trouble with the fire marshal because they wanted to put a sprinkler system in. And then the sewer wanted to put another 8-inch lateral in, so it didn't throw us back, so we didn't realize it had to expire until I went down last month to get the building foot. They said it just expired, and so they had to come back here tonight to get it reproved again, and that's what we're here tonight for.
So nothing has changed since you...
Nothing changed. Time? No, we got all the permit. The fire marshal is approved. The building code is approved. Dem rec is approved. Everything is approved. We just ran out. We just... 30 days we didn't get that building permit.
You still have approximately 40 people?
Pardon me?
You have approximately 40 people still?
40 people, they're occupied. So we have two. We have a Jason, the one that we have one Jason already running, then we building another Jason to that. And it's about, what, 30?
It'll be about 40 people in the new building also.
Yes. It won't change.
The question to us, of course, just like the last time, is would the use substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring and adjacent properties?
Yes.
And what is the answer to that question?
Pardon me?
What is the answer to that question? Will it substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring and adjacent properties?
Would it affect it? No.
Will it? Okay.
No.
And why is that?
We have an existing shelter now that okay. That's what Bishop was saying. We have an existing shelter now that is actually housing a program for women and children. And this property, the new shelter home would be adjacent to it, right across the street from it. And
same type of use and
everything. We have nothing opposed.
There hasn't been incidents with the other. And
with the exception of the population would be combined. That's the only difference. It would be a combined population as opposed to the building now. That's women and children. That's the only difference.
The shelters now is the clients are co-committed by the state, and there's about 38 of them there now. What they won't let me do now is bring in people from off the streets because this program here is co-committed. So they said we want to build another shelter home so I can pick up people from homeless from off the street and other places. And because we can't mix them, because one is co-committed. The one we know is co-committed. They with me about 9 months to a year, and after that, we get new clients coming in all year. That program been running for 5 years. But we want to pick up other homeless people's re-entry program from the prison. We want to pick up that, and that's what we want to build the other shelter on so we could pick up re-entries from the prison and from people just off the street that need a place to stay.
Does that differ from the people that have been to the other shelter?
Pardon me?
Does that differ?
It's different. It'll be different.
It's a different population.
Yes.
But we had an existing shelter there prior to that. And then the Lighthouse program is a new program for the state of Delaware with women and children with substance abuse. And they can bring up the children, two other children into treatment with them up to the age of 8. So we had an existing shelter there, and this new program came. So now we're going to open up we're building another shelter to be able to house the homeless. It would also have transitional housing in it also. It would be apartments in it also to help with the housing. It would benefit the homeless and housing for people to transition and back into society. So the population is everybody, whereas this program now is just geared towards women and children.
Well, how long do they stay?
9 months to a year here, and it would be the same for us. With the transitional housing, they'll be there 9 months to a year. With the 30-day shelter, they'll be there anywhere from 30 to 60 days. It depends on how long they need.
How long do they need to get straight?
Yeah, okay. And we already partner with the existing shelters in the Kent and Sussex, all over Delaware. So we try to have a place for them to stay if they don't have a stable place to stay in that 30-day or 60-day stay. We try to get them another place to stay before they leave our shelter. They may be able to go into another shelter and put them on the list for another shelter.
Okay, thank you. Let me see if I got this straight. You've got another shelter, and this is what you're here tonight for. Is that correct?
No.
No, we haven't.
Yes, we're here to put up another shelter across from the women's, yes. And we had that already approved, and we just let the building permit run out, so we have to come back and do it all over again.
So you're going to house approximately 40 people in there?
Yes.
Okay. It's from 30 days to 2 years?
Correct.
To
a year.
To a year?
Yeah, 30 days.
That's changes.
To a year. Right? Yeah, it depends. The transitional housing part, 30 days to 2 years is the 30-day, that's the homeless shelter. The transitional housing can be anywhere from 9 months to a year, or it depends. It depends on the housing, or it depends on our waiting list. It depends on how fast the people transition out.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you're going to have two employees a shift, is that correct?
Yes, two per shift.
And 8 vehicles for parking?
Yes. We have a parking.
I want to make sure the same thing that you're presenting is correct, okay?
And this is, just for the record to be clear, we approved this. You didn't get it up and running in time, and so had you gotten it up and running, nothing, it would be existing, and you wouldn't be here tonight.
Correct.
Okay.
Mr. Link just told me after that I should apply for the extension before it ran out, but we didn't know it.
I understand.
They wanted to come here, he said.
Another one of those hoops.
But he did tell me maybe the board gonna give me my $400 back. He said maybe the board.
we had to advertise it, and that stuff's not cheap.
Okay. Are there any further questions? Hearing none. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
Two.
Thank you. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? There's one.
Two.
Okay. Would you like to come forward, please? You can sit right down in front if you'd like.
Please. Wayne Scholar, 18440 Scholar Drive, Ellendale, Delaware. Thank you.
Wayne Scholar, 18440 Scholar Drive.
Will you raise your right hands? You swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir. Can you state your reasons why you're in opposition?
Okay, they're adjacent right to us. And, I just got back from Iraq a few years ago, and I didn't know nothing about the church then when they came. I just realized what they are doing now. I didn't know nothing about it, about their having, transition and all that. And I don't want a bunch of people off the street that we, just coming up there, interfering with our property too.
Right. And how long ago were you in service, whatever, when this was first started, 5 years ago?
I got out of Iraq in 2005, but I was over there in 2003.
Okay.
From that time, so. And my mother never told me nothing about this, so. But this is the first time I heard that. I saw the sewer lines, but I didn't know what they were for.
Right.
So.
But now I do. Are you right next to it?
I live right next to it.
Okay.
Well, they've had...
They've had this one up and going.
What's that?
I said they've had this first one up and going for 5 years.
Yeah, for a while, yes. I saw that, but I didn't know what it was for. I just assumed low-income housing apartments. That's what all I was told. I never heard from them. I didn't even know who they were until they just came up here. But okay. I'm just...
Has there been any problems since they've been operating the one that they have now?
Well, when they first started building, well, they had a little conflict on the property line, you know, but I had it surveyed and then...
I'm talking about with the residents.
No.
People there.
No, but see, so you're getting a different crowd in there now, so...
You know, this would have
That's what I'm concerned about.
You know that this would have been approved, you know, if they had met the time period?
No.
Been there.
I didn't know nothing about it.
You didn't know that either, right?
No. I just haven't got this letter in the mail, so that's all I got.
This case was 2009. Where were you in 2009?
2009?
Right.
I was here.
You were here?
Yes.
This is when it was approved, 2009. Right.
Well, this is when I first time I got the letter, that I got it. Not unless my mother received it and never showed it to me.
It was sent.
Okay.
To you. It was sent to you the first time.
Okay.
Yeah, let's... And there was no, the finding of the facts, and the notes that are here say the board granted special use of finding that there was no persons in a, you know, an objection. So in 2009, you knew this was going up, right?
I didn't know nothing about it at the time.
Oh, you were notified. Is that correct?
Right, I got notified now, so.
Is that right, Ms. Secretary?
I mean, my mother might have gotten notified, but I didn't get notified.
I'm not sure in your testimony I heard you address the question at hand, and let me explain it to you.
Right.
And the question for us to determine is, would this use substantially affect adversely? And that's not will it affect adversely, but substantially, the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties. So are you suggesting that it would affect the use of your property, and if so, how?
No, I just don't want the wrong crowd being around there where, you know, we, you know, have to be concerned about it and have to watch, you know, stuff disappearing or whatever because, you know, it's not a good neighborhood to start with. I'm just saying, you know, now it seems like getting more people in there now, so.
Okay.
So it's not affecting the neighborhood. It's just that you just don't want people over there? Or?
No, I just don't want them, you know. We just don't want no problems with it, that's all.
So the one across the road, you had no problems with them at all?
No, no.
So they're fine there?
Right.
So just moving across the road, you're against that because they're going to be next to your property then?
Right.
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 Okay. You know, what's in front of us is that question, will it? And, you know, we have to determine based on the testimony we hear tonight.
Right.
And based on the testimony of their experience, you know, they're suggesting they haven't had any. It has not substantially affected adversely the uses of your property, unless you know we hear that. Unless you have some kind of proof or otherwise that there it would do that, then we would be apt to approve it.
We figure it was a waste of time anyway coming down here.
Well,
so, you know,
and
I'm just saying,
I'm not,
you know, but we figure we speak our mind. And,
sure, sure.
And that's our concern about having different people
concerns.
And stuff.
I understand concerns. I just want you to understand that as a board, we have to consider the testimony, and the fact is that they're showing that it hasn't,
right.
And therefore shouldn't, as opposed to you having concerns.
Right. Okay.
No, we do want to hear your opinion of what that neighbor. You live right next door, so.
All right.
But you're not convincing me that it affects the neighborhood. Okay.
Right.
But it affects.
Yep.
You, in a different way.
Okay.
All
right.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. He said he lived next door. He couldn't live next door. I owns everything. Across the road, down the road, So I don't know Jason where he's at, unless he's over on the side where the church is at. He said he's crossed the road from, he's adjacent to the property.
We don't know where.
So we don't know him.
Sir, sir, if you want to speak, you want to come back up front. I won't have it back and forth, okay? Sir, thank you.
Yes.
Okay, and I'll let you just address that question, and you can sit back down a minute. And I'm not going to get into it. All right.
Okay, but will you state your name again, please?
Wayne Schuyler.
You live in the neighborhood?
Yes.
Where?
Okay, we're right on, you got two trailers, and then you got the church.
He lives on 40.03 parcel Schuyler Drive.
Right.
Okay. How close is that to the church?
It's you got the two trailers alongside of us, and then there's the church.
Can someone with a good arm throw a baseball from your place to theirs?
What, to the church?
Yeah.
To the property line, football field, or a couple in the neighborhood, right?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't. I'd like to see that guy that could throw it that far.
How many feet? How many feet?
That's it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hey, thank you.
Couple hundred feet.
I'm sorry?
Couple hundred feet.
Couple hundred feet.
I said somebody with a good arm.
That's 330 feet. You might be able to shoot a rock. Tebow.
100 yards of baseball?
Tebow could do it.
I think we established it's neighboring property.
We're going to get back to business.
Okay.
Hearing no other opposition, Jared will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion. We take case number 10,966 under advisement.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we take case number 10,966 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion? And Mr. Rickards?
Yes.
Mr. Bartman?
Aye.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Mr. Mills?
Aye.
And Mr. Calloway? Aye. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 10,966 is taken under advisement. What that means, there may be a decision made or later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning after 9 o'clock. Okay? Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Case number 10,967, Deborah Kate.